CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAG2 portion will be postponed a bit while we have these for the net, then we'll go on to the RAG2, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll see who we got over on Echo Link. I'd like to say good evening to K4XMR. That's Mr. Mayo over in, down there in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're up there in Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there at Brown Summit. And MC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride. KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up there in Hendersonville. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. We do have a couple of Echo Link stations up, so we'll go over to Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. That's Jim and Berea, negative and negative.
That's KI4DOS, internet. I'd like to say good evening, KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim. He's over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us this evening, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And still got a couple of more Echo Link stations over there listed. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello, and I'll pass along your information to Joy. Tell her you said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. I still have one more Echo Link station over there, and if you don't have audio capabilities, if you will send me a text message via Echo Link, I'll get you put in the log that way. But if you've got audio capabilities, it's your turn to check in. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is KQ4YYD, and I'm in Traveler's Rest tonight. I'm traveling. And I just happened to be here for the night and tuned in on Echo Link.
It's KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4YYD. Up there in Traveler's Rest, he's traveling this evening. Can I get your name, sir?
Sir, it is Rafe. This is KQ4YYD.
Rafe, coming in there and checking in with us. Thanks for looking us up when you got up in this area. If you get back to home, QTH, give us a call any night, 9 p.m. We'd love to have you. And hope you have safe travels wherever you're headed. You know, it's the Thanksgiving weekend, and I say weekend, it's Thanksgiving, and everybody will be traveling. Well, not everybody, but a lot. So those that are traveling, y'all all be careful and get back home safely. But Rafe, we do appreciate you coming in and checking in with us on Echo Link. That's all the Echo Link stations I got, so we'll go over to the alphabet now, starting with M through P. Mike, for DOS.
DOS. Gary, happy Thanksgiving to you and Joy. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Rick, for both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Please step in to the third, Austin, Indiana. Ross and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative, but that's the least you enjoy. And I was on the net, a happy Thanksgiving.
Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt West from Greenwood County. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Miss Joy and all on the net, and 7-3.
West, you please check me in out of turn. This is Kilo Mike 4, Echo Foxtrot Tango, Shannon in Hendersonville. And I'll please say hello and happy Thanksgiving to Joy. And good to talk to you on sidebands.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena brings along their daughter, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. She's down there in Ware Shoals. Appreciate you bringing Miss Michelle along there, Lorena. I hope you and Rick and Michelle and everybody down that way have a happy Thanksgiving. And I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Then I'd like to say good evening to K4OIM. That's my buddy Walt over there in the Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. And also tell them I hope they have a happy Thanksgiving as well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And then we got KM4EFT. That's Miss Shannon up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Miss Shannon. Hope you are doing well. Enjoyed talking to you on the 2-meter sideband the other night. That's a real treat. I love getting on there doing a little bit of sideband work. A lot of folks don't realize how much fun that is on 2 meters. A lot of fun, and hopefully we'll get some more folks involved with that. But I'll relay your message in there to Joy as well, and I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Additional stations in the Mike Through Papa Group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Everybody in that group, we'll go up to the next group, which is Quebec Through Tango, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Happy Thanksgiving. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4, DOS. Gary, hope you have a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Tom.
Right back at you, Chris. Good evening. Yes. Please check in Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Ellenborough and say hello to Joy. Hope you and her both have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving. And I'll be negative and negative tonight.
EOS. KC4SKD Larry. And KG4AHS Rhonda. We're both at Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. And also, like, bring along my brothers by telephone relay in 9, TEC Randall, Asheville, and KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. And hope everybody's having a good evening, and we'll talk with you later. KC4SKD.
In and out, Patrick from Hot Springs, KQ4 India Delta Tango, but I am in Greenville today.
Please check in Kilo Quebec 4 Bravo Golf Echo. Name is Donnie. I'll be in and out. Hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving, and thank you for calling the net.
4DOS and a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Hope you and you and Miss Bernice. Hope she is doing well. And Tom, I thought I heard some good news about Miss Bernice. I heard that her date had been moved up. Is that correct?
That's a QSL. It's third week of December, Gary, and we're just thrilled to death. We went to joint camp today down at Patewood Hospital, and when they got done, they said, any questions? I said, well, I'm disappointed. I said, I thought you were going to teach us how to roll a joint, and I said, that's not what this was all about at all.
Well, I'm glad to hear that her date got moved up. That's marvelous, and I know y'all are all excited about it. I hope she does very well with the procedure. And you better watch your mouth over there, Tom. You're liable to get kicked out of that place. You'll never know.
they got a pretty good giggle out of it. Shoot. But it was pretty thorough. They really check you over, but she gets her a new store-bought hip, Gary. Thanks for asking.
Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello, and I'm glad that she got moved up. And we will keep pestering you about her health and welfare as time goes on. But appreciate you being with us, and y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. Then I'd like to say good evening to my other brother, my different mother, Mr. Chris, K04QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. And KK4SMV, that's Mr. Dale up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello and hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. Hope y'all are doing well. KD, that's Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda, they're over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Please tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. And Larry brings along his two brothers via telephone relay. That's N9TEC. That's Mr. Randall, he's up there in Asheville. And KF4GGF, that's Mr. Charlie down there in Goose Creek. Appreciate you bringing Randall and Charlie along, Larry. Please tell Randall and Charlie we said hello. Hope all y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. And KQ4IDT, that's Mr. Patrick over in Greenville tonight. Patrick, did you say you were from Hot Springs, or did I get that right?
Hot Springs, North Carolina, yes, sir.
All righty, young man, well, welcome to the area. Hope you are doing well. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. And we're here each night at 9 p.m. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Different net controller each night. So y'all take care. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And, again, we appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And then we got KQ4BGE, and that's Mr. Donnie. And, Donnie, I didn't get your location there, young man. Where are you located?
This is KQ4BGE. I was located in Liberty, South Carolina, but just recently moved, and I got to do an address change. But I'm located in Central. Roger.
You being from Liberty and you moved over to Central, well, I hope you get settled in before Christmas. Of course, I don't know if you'll get settled in unless you already got settled in for Thanksgiving. But do appreciate you being with us. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. You take care. And glad you were in Central. I know where that is. Got a lot of nice folks that live in and around Central. A lot of hams down that way. Let's see. I got an Echo Link station up. Let me grab this Echo Link station real quick. Echo Link station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen of Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all on net. Negative and negative. Do be sure and tell us, Georgia, we say hello. And Gary, from us to y'all, and Gary, from us to you and Miss Joy, we want to wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy, Stephen, KA4PQA. He's down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope both of y'all have a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. She's in there watching some TV tonight. But again, tell Miss Jennifer we said hello and happy Thanksgiving. Going back to the alphabet in the Quebec Through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
4DOS, Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Kilo, Bill, and look out there, negative and negative.
Cass, N0TR for a comment.
Right back to you, it's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Good signal as always from Cowpens. Hope you and yours have a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. N0TR, Mr. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, Gary, thank you. This is N0TR. I forgot to mention, John had a hip replacement. Total hip replacement, his second one. He had the other one done several years ago. And he called me a couple of nights after he had it. He's still in a lot of pain, but I thought he'd want to know. But I haven't heard from him in several days. I'm going to give him a call in the next day or two and check on him. But it's nice to hear his comments at time on here. I just thought I'd mention that to you.
How about KN4RJN, John?
Yes, I might have sent the wrong call there, but that's exactly right.
I didn't catch his call. That's the reason I asked. You said John, and I said, wait a minute, I know a whole lot of Johns, and then you said that you talk every day, so I figured that might have been him. But I did not know that. But I'll have to see if I can get in touch with him as well, and hope he's doing well. But thanks for the information there, Tom. We don't know unless we let each other know about stuff like that, right?
Roger on that. Yeah, I thought I said KN4RGN, but I really enjoy visiting with him, and he sure is a knowledgeable ham. This is N0TR. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks for letting me know, and I'll check on him as well. It's always good to to get a phone call or, you know, get a call on the radio. Got a call on the radio the other day from somebody I haven't heard from in a long time, and I'd love to get back in touch with him. Tried to send him an email, but it bounced back at me. That's O'Jack, N7YP. Don't know if you know him or not, but I'd love to get back in touch with him.
You know him, Gary.
Okay, well, I thought you might have lived over in that general area. I live kind of more in Taylor's than he does Greer, but anyway, there's a lot of hams around, aren't they, Tom? All right, I'm going to get back to my roll call here. Let's see here. Let's move up to the Uniform Through Zulu Group. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary and Joy and everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
For DOS. Gary, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. That's W4ZPH. My name is David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Lima Bravo. That's KQ4WLB. This is Roger and Travers Rest. And I'd like to wish everyone happy Thanksgiving.
To us, KA3WPP, Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, Howard Piedmont. Be negative and negative. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And Gary, while you're checking me in, can you confirm if your address on QRZ is current? I get a package that needs to come your way.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Ms. Joy and everyone on net. Happy Thanksgiving.
Be negative and negative this evening.
There just a minute. This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I had a perfect double right there. The last two people that were trying to check in, y'all hang on a minute. I'll come back to you. But yeah, it was a perfect double. I couldn't get either one of you pulled out. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope all y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. And W4ZPH, that's Mr. David, buddy of mine over there in Taylor's. I haven't met Mr. David Eyeball Cuso yet, but one of these days I hope to meet him. But do appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well. Hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. And KQ4WLB, that's Mr. Roger. He's up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roger. Hope you are doing well and happy Thanksgiving. And KA3WPP, that's Mr. Howard down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Howard. Hope you are doing well. And Howard, yes, I am current on QRZ. That is my correct mailing address. And I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope both all y'all are doing well down there in Piedmont. And then we got K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello, and y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. Now the ones that doubled, additional stations in the Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And Kilo Mike 4, Yankee Mike Victor. This is Kevin in Ennery, and I'll be negative and negative this evening.
DOS. NKQ4WHN, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November, Mark and Greer, and you can mark me negative and negative 73s to everyone. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving, and make sure you eat a little too much so you have to unbutton that that button on your pants.
DI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KM4YMV. That's Mr. Kevin down there in Henry. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Kevin. Hope you are doing well. Appreciate you being with us, and hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. And KQ4WHN, that's Mr. Mark over there in Greer. Mark, I have an expanding community. I do that on a regular basis. But I'm not going to eat much tomorrow because my children are coming down on Saturday. They're going to be here to, we're going to do Thanksgiving on Saturday. My birthday was yesterday, so I'm another year older and deeper in debt, as old Tennessee Ernie Ford used to sing. But we appreciate you being with us. Hope you have a wonderful day. Hope you all are doing well, and hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. All right, let's move around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Alpha 2, Alpha, X-ray, Quebec, KA2, AXQ, Ken and Pickens, and I'll be around for a little chat. Over.
KI4DOS. Check in K4AFT. Let's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael and Central going to be negative and negative.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA2AXQ. That's Mr. Ken. He's over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. Please tell Miss Barbara, we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And then we got K4AFT. That's Mr. Michael. He's down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Michael. Hope you are doing well and hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary and all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Please tell everyone, Joy said, Elise and I said happy Thanksgiving, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone on the net.
For DOS. Happy Thanksgiving. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4ECN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
For DOS. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet Gene in Taylor's, negative and negative. Over.
Check in KK4HXB Earl and Travis Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
K4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. And I hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. And then we got KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Harry. Hope you are doing well. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us this evening, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well. And I do hope you have a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. And KK4HXB, that's Mr. Earl. He's up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Earl. Hope you are doing well and hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
West. Hi,
Miss Joy are having a good Thanksgiving Eve tonight and a wonderful Thanksgiving tomorrow. Give you one more for the logs tonight, sir. If you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. My current location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments, other than wish you and everyone on the net happy Thanksgiving. 73, and we'll talk again soon.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I would like to say good evening to AK4HR. That's Mr. Mike down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Mike. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are having a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. And Mike, just to let you know, you made number 50 on my log tonight. Appreciate you being with us. You won the door prize. hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. Alrighty, let's see here. Let's move up to the very basic group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, but saying happy Thanksgiving to every one of you. 73.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Happy Thanksgiving.
DOS. Gary, it's always good on a Wednesday night to have a little chat with you. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna's all wrapped up and nearly asleep. I just took her wine glass away. Sometimes she likes to have a little half inch of wine just before she goes to bed. So, she'll be in and out. I'll be around for a comment, and I'll talk with you then. 73.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to AK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well, and happy Thanksgiving to you. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And I hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us this evening, Mr. Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow, and I will be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Miss Joy and everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo India 4 Tango Hotel Victor KI4THV. Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
KI4DOS. KI4DOS, please check in KQ4YBI Kilo Quebec 4. Yankee Charlie India. This is Bill in Simpsonville. Negative and negative.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Black, say good evening. KI4THV. That's Mr. Danny. He's up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Danny. Hope you are doing well. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. YCI, Mr. Bill. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Hope you are doing well, and I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge to meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, we're going to thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. If we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book, call KI4DOS. In the Blue Ridge 2 meter swap net. Don't have anybody wants to add anything, take anything away from it this evening, so we'll go over to the reading of the swap net book. First item up, we got a on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a speaker built in with it, and he would like $60 for it. Has anyone done any fails? Item up is for sale. It's a Comet SBB2. That's an 18-inch, 2-meter, 70-centimeter antenna. It would like $40 for it. Has anyone done any fails? Next item up is for sale. It's a Nano VNAH. That's a vector network analyzer. Covers 10 kilohertz through 1.5 gigahertz. And he would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fails? Map is for sale. It's 10 feet of RG8X coax cable with a PL259 connector on each end. Does anyone need any fails? On the swap net book is for sale. It's another 10 feet of coax. This 10-foot piece has a PL259 connector to an SMA female connector on the other end, and he would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fails? That is for sale or trade. It's an Alpha Delta 40, 80, and 160. That's a three-band wire antenna. It's brand new. He would like $120 for it, or he would trade it for a GMRS mobile, or a 2-meter mobile, or a GMRS beam antenna. Does anyone need any fuels? The month is for sale. The fellow has a couple of copper J-pole antennas. He would like $50 each for these J-pole antennas. Does anyone need any fuels? The next item up is for sale. I can't read my own handwriting tonight, folks. It's for $991A. He would like $800 for it, or he would trade it for a 2-meter with a little extra to boot on the end of that. Some 2-meter stuff with a little boot or $800. Does anyone need any fails? And we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is looking for a 2-meter mobile type transceiver. He wants to put an extra radio out in his workstation and wants to have a radio out there. But he's looking for a good 2-meter radio. Does anyone need any fails? To conclude the reading of the swap net book tonight, appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land that listened to the reading of the swap net book. Didn't have anybody add anything or take anything off, but it's getting up there close to Christmas, so we'll have to wait and see what Sandy does, and then we'll go from there. And we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Before we start with a rag chew, call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in November 4 Victor Uniform Tango. That's N4VUT. This is Jamie over here in Tigerville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Like to say good evening to N4VUT, Minister Jamie over there in Tigerville. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Jamie, hope you are doing well and hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. What a clean, shiny, dry stuff is KA2AXQ. Minister Ken over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us this evening, Mr. Ken. Going to talk to us a little bit. How are you?
Wes, this is KA2AXQ. Well, everybody here is doing okay. We had a storm come through here about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago and took the front end off our house, over.
Oh, was that after the hurricane?
Pardon me.
Oh, my word. Took the front part of your house off. Oh, my gosh. Everybody okay?
Went to sleep when it came through, and we just heard a big crash, and the house shook, and I thought, well, there's World War III started already. And when I got up in the morning, I went out and looked, and the front end of the porch is gone. But, yeah, everybody's okay.
Well, let's see, if memory serves, you had your SUV parked out there towards the front of the house. It didn't bother it, did it?
Only thing it got was the roof on the porch, and you know, the enclosed porch there, took all that off. And there was something else I was going to. Oh yeah. in case anybody wants to know what insurance company I had that doesn't pay crap when you have an accident, they take 1.8% of the value of the house. Now, you've seen my house. You know what it looks like. They insured my house for $190,000. And I didn't know that we were paying that kind of premium. But when they come out and put the estimate on your house, you don't end up getting nothing when it's 1.8% of the value of the house is what the deductible is. But anyway, you live and learn, and I'm going to be canceling my two automobile insurance with them, and my homeowner's insurance, so we're going to go to a different one.
Yeah, gosh, I did not realize that, but I hate that happened to your house. It's amazing how, something that can come through like that will just get one part of the house. You know, you think that it would have taken more than the closed-in front porch there, the roof and all that off of it. I guess it's just the way things are. It wasn't meant for your whole house to be demolished, which I'm glad that it was not, of course, but I hate that your front porch got torn off. We got fortunate over here. I lost about 20 feet of ridge bent cap off the house. And went out. I was very fortunate. I went out and found all the ridge bent. And had it put back up before the adjuster got here. And he said, oh, all you lost was a few shingles. I said, no. I said, let me show you a video. And I showed him a video that I took with the vent cap gone. And I said, but it was not really an adjuster. It was a guy come out to take pictures, and then he filed it with the adjuster. And then my adjuster called me. He was from Dallas, Texas. And I talked to him, and
He said, well, I'll just send you an email, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. I said, whoa, back up a little bit, buddy. I said, I don't have any internet access. I don't have power. I'm talking to you on my cell phone. And I said, I don't have an email address on my cell phone. I said, I got a text message, but I don't want you texting me all day, every day. And I said, you just send me all that stuff, you know, through the snail mail. And I fussed at him quite a bit, but I told him, I said, you're over in Dallas, Texas. You don't know what we're going through over here. And I said, you send this little foul-mouthed young man over here to look at my house and take pictures and send them to you. He said, well, what do you mean by foul mouth? I said, the young man don't know how to speak without using curse words. And he said, really? And I said, yeah. So he said, well, I'll report him. I said, well, that's a good thing to do. I said, I can send you a video and, other than his little still pictures, you can actually see the damage on my house. And he said, no, I have to use his.
Well, I don't know where our estimator was, but he said he was looking at the house with Google search, and he says, I don't see any damage to the house at all. And I says, well, look, they didn't take the picture. Google didn't take the picture today. Google took the picture maybe 3 years ago. So what you're seeing is 3 years old. And anyway, we got it straightened out, and the repairman's going to be here. He was here yesterday looking things over for a second look over, and he's going to be here Monday, start fixing everything back up.
Well, I'm glad that he's coming that quickly. We both had a little damage, not a whole lot. A lady or this family in my neighborhood, I was riding around in my pickup truck, and I saw them out in the road there, or on the side of the road. So I stopped and talked with them, and I didn't look over there at their house. And I said, y'all okay? And they said, yeah. And the lady of the house, she said, I want you to look over there at my house. She said, I've got two pine trees cutting my kitchen in half. And I looked over there, and there were two pine trees laying through the middle of her house. She said, my stove and stuff's on one side, and my sink and everything's over on the other side. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, I guess you'd be cooking in there for a while.
Yeah, she needs a skateboard or something to get back and forth to the refrigerator from the stove. Let me put it this way. I have a lot of firewood for free if anybody wants it. Bring a chainsaw. We've got everything cleared off the house. We just got a tree stump, probably 20 or 30 foot long, that's laying across the front yard. We got to get cut up and get out of there. So if anybody wants any free firewood, send them my way. Over.
Ken really does. Yeah, there's a lot of free firewood around, but unfortunately, most of it is, or not most of it, a lot of it that I have seen is pine. And, of course, you know, pine trees, they're like a bowl of Rice Krispies. They snap, crackle, and pop all the time anyway.
Well, this tree is hollow. It's not a pine tree. It's a hollow tree. Over.
And it's some type of hardwood that would be hard to, would not harm your chimney and stuff like pine does. You know, pine puts off that old creosote, and that builds up, and that can cause a chimney fire. That's really, I love burning pine out in a fireplace, or, you know, not in a fireplace, but outside in a campfire situation. But I don't like burning it in the house, you know, in the fireplace, because of the creosote buildup. And of course, I don't know. You know, you might burn it for years and years and years and not have any problem. But one of these days, there's always possibility that creosote can build up and catch fire.
Whatever it takes one time, you know. Anyway, we're toasty and warm, and the turkey's all thawed out, sitting in the refrigerator waiting for about 7 o'clock tomorrow morning to toss it in the oven and get that sucker cooked up. Over.
Joey and I don't know if you heard me earlier or not, we're going to celebrate with the kids on Saturday. I had a birthday yesterday, and so the kids are going to come down on Saturday and celebrate birthday and Thanksgiving all at one time. And I told them that would be fine. We're going to postpone our big meal till Saturday. And they told us that Joy doesn't have to cook anything. They're going to bring the stuff in. We don't know what we're having yet, but we'll be surprised when it gets here, I guess.
Well, happy birthday to you. And if you get hungry tomorrow, just come on over here. Bring your wife over and get you some turkey. And then you can get some more turkey Saturday at your house, over.
I do appreciate that. Thanks for the invite. But we don't have turkey on Thanksgiving because me and the boys got together years ago. We decided that I was a big enough turkey and we didn't want turkey at Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we went in and talked to the boys were actually doing the talking, and they went in and told their mother, they said, we don't want turkey at Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, she said, well, what do you want? And they both said lasagna. So our Thanksgiving meal is a homemade lasagna. I mean, that thing's I don't know how much it weighs when she gets through putting it together. But it's about, somewhere between 2.5-3 inches deep. And it's one of those great big old baking pans like you would cook a turkey in. It's probably 10-12 inches wide by 14-18 inches long, something like that. It's huge. But you eat that in salad and garlic bread, that fills me up at Thanksgiving.
KI4DOS. Yes, sir. It don't take much to fill me up. We went to the Italian restaurant here in Pickens on Main Street this evening, and I ordered fettuccine Alfredo, and I could only eat probably not even 1/4 of that Alfredo, and brought the rest home in a pan. But I don't really get a lot when I go out eating. We'll go to that Golden Corral over there in East Lake, and pay our $25 and go in and sit down and have a baked potato and a little bit of a roast beef, and that's it. And I paid $25 for that. So we're looking for a cheap restaurant, like something in a gas station, because everything is going out of price. Price is going out of sight, I should say. You can get two eggs, and grits or hash browns, whichever you want, and a piece of meat, and that costs you like $25 in one of these waffle restaurants. Over.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for KA2AXQ. Mr. Ken over there at Pickens. You're absolutely right, Ken. Breakfast used to be the least expensive meal of the day, but they've gotten it priced outrageously now. friend of mine called me and said, hey, you want to go to lunch one day? And I said, sure. We went out to lunch that day, went to a hamburger place. I got a small hamburger, well, cheeseburger. I got a piece of cheese on mine. And he got a cheeseburger, both got fries, and both got a drink. And that bill was $35 for two hamburgers and two orders of fries and two drinks. And I said, you know, I ain't believing this. I said, but this will be the last time this place gets to see my face.